Welcome to the second season of the Yellow Jacket Buzz. I am Chris Cross, and I have the pleasure of serving as the Vice President for Athletics at Cedarville University. The Yellow Jacket Buzz podcast aims to give listeners a deeper view of the people and happenings within the Cedarville University Athletic Department. We pray that listeners will catch the vision of the Yellow Jackets as we compete for Christ, contend for championships, and change sport culture. Today, we're here with Emma Neff, a transfer student from Wittenberg University and member of the Yellow Jacket women's basketball team. Emma is also a member of the Team USA Deaf National Soccer Team. She was an all-league soccer standout at Oakwood High School and earned a spot on the U.S. roster through a tryout process a couple summers ago. Emma also participated in the Cedarville University women's basketball missions trip this past summer to Greece. Emma, welcome to the podcast. Let's begin by talking about your Cedarville story. What brought you to the university, and being a student athlete at Cedarville, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, so I, coming out of high school, really considered Cedarville. My brothers weren't here, so I knew I loved the school because I knew the Christian friendships they made. The best friends are from here, and the Christian friendships they made, I knew I wanted to expand on that and like look into that, because the high school we went to didn't really have Christian friends, so I thought that's what I would carry in with me for life. So I was looking after high school, and then there was the coaching change, and so then that brought me to Wittenberg, because I was able to play basketball there, and I think I looked more into the basketball aspect than the school aspect, and like knowing what I take out of the school. And yeah, so Wittenberg just wasn't the fit for me, environment-wise. My surroundings just wasn't what I envisioned college life to be like. So I left after October and wanted to search more into Cedarville, and decided to come here last January.
Yeah, and so what was, so last year you participated in the women's basketball team, just in practice. You were, due to transfer rules, the nasty NCAA, right, wouldn't let you participate because you had enrolled at another institution that year and participated with their team. So you come in January, jump right into the team mid-year. What was that like?
I was so nervous.
I remember watching you in practice. Coach had told me that you had transferred in, and you did look a bit nervous out there.
Yes, I was like the quietest kid. I was just like, because like D2, like it's hard, but it's like all the girls were so welcoming, and the coaches too. Like I just felt like I joined a family, and they were really welcoming to me. And yeah, I was nervous at first, but they really like help you learn the drills and make you feel comfortable to be a part of the team.
Yeah. So how hard was it to be part of the team, practicing every day, lifting, going through all the workouts, but not participating in the game? You weren't allowed to travel with the team either. So how difficult was that for you?
Yeah, it was difficult, but it was also good, I think, for my growth to watch the girls, how they play with each other on the court, and seeing like what the coaches expect from the players as well. And it was hard because it's been a year since I've played an actual basketball game, so that's been the hardest thing, because all I want to do is be out there with them. But I wouldn't be there to support them every time, every game I could go to.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about the culture at Cedarville, is kind of what you were looking for. You know, all student athletes come here with a profession of faith in Jesus. And so I assume that's what you were looking for in a college as you transferred. Talk about how your faith in Christ has impacted your experience so far on the women's basketball team.
Being surrounded by all the other girls and knowing that their faith is a priority in their life too, I think it really just encouraged me and pushes me more to be like Jesus. And that's something that I wanted to carry out here. I wanted to be able to pour out into them and then them pour back into me.
Yeah. So you weren't all that unfamiliar with Cedarville before you came. You know, you talked about your two brothers, Alex and Marcus, playing baseball here. You know, I think one graduated last year. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. So how did that impact your decision to come to Cedarville? What did you learn from their experiences at Cedarville that really opened your eyes and kind of brought you here to Cedarville?
Yeah, I noticed from the start about how Cedarville's big in their faith, and that's what they strive to be like first. And seeing my brothers going here, just seeing how the teams just like connect and like form strong relationships. They met their best friends here, and they still talk to them these days. And that's just something I knew I wanted from college.
Yeah, I remember. So I knew Marcus and Alex both. They're big guys,
yes,
6'4", 6'5", both of them, power hitters for us on the baseball team. And I remember the first day walking into practice, coach had told me that Aneff was on the basketball team. And so I look out there and I'm expecting a 6-foot post player.
Yeah.
And that's not exactly what happened.
No.
So you're a guard for us?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened? What's the difference between your brothers being 6'4" and you are 5'10", 5'11"?
Okay, I say I'm 5'9", but I got measured at physicals as 5'8". I am not 5'8". I am 5'9".
We better check the tape.
Yes, I usually round up and say I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
But I'm 5'9".
Yeah. What height did they list you in high school at?
5'10". I told my coach I was 5'10".
So we mentioned that you were part of the USA National Deaf Women's Soccer Program. What was that experience like? Talk about what you experienced, kind of where you went with that and being part of that team.
Yeah, it's the coolest experience. Growing up, obviously, having my hearing aids, I didn't know anyone else that had hearing aids. I didn't know anyone else that had cochlear implants. And it was first brought up to my attention in my last spring soccer season by the director of our program. And he brought the team up to me. He was like, they would love to have you, a deaf soccer team. And like, he gave me the website to score through, but I think I was scared and like, just didn't know what people would think of me if I was part of this like deaf team. Like, I didn't know what the experience would be like. And then it was brought back to my attention the following year during my high school senior season. And my mom found an Instagram post. Hey, we're looking out for people to come try out for our team. And I reached out to the coach from then and went to my first training camp to try out.
And what year was that?
It was July of 23.
Yeah,
really recently.
Okay.
And then I had no idea that when I was trying out, like, they were going to Malaysia in 3 months for the World Cup. And so when I was trying out, I didn't know, like, I was trying out for that roster. Like, I just thought, like, it was supposed to be a three-day tryout. I ended up just going with the team for a week in Illinois, little town, and then ended up making the roster and went to Malaysia. Quick turnaround. But yeah.
So that was in the summer of 23.
Yeah.
So you competed out there. Now, I understand that their record is pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
Really good. Undefeated in the history of the program. Is that right?
I think they had a couple ties.
Yeah. So you went to Malaysia the summer of 23. How many games did you play over there?
I think we did group stage, which I think was 4 games, and then we had the quarterfinal, so I think eight.
And what position do you play in soccer?
I play forward, midfield, offense.
Okay. So you're a goal scorer?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many goals did you score in that tournament?
I think I only scored one.
One goal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, is that something you're going to continue with?
I hope to, yeah. I want to commit to basketball first. I mean, 4 years of college, like, I want to be committed all in for this. But if the opportunities present itself, then yeah, I would love to be a part of it.
Yeah. Did I see a video on social media of you at a Columbus Crew game?
Yeah.
What was that?
I never heard of it. It was the match igniter.
Okay.
And you just break through this wall and you try to hype up the crowd. And I tried.
Did you do it? Did the crowd get hyped?
I hoped so. MLS games, they're no joke. They take it for real.
Yeah.
Like they stand the whole game.
Was that recently?
Yeah, that was early August.
Early August. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. So as you go through your workouts here with the basketball team, transitioning back to basketball, so how are you able to overcome the challenges with your deafness competing in a NCAA Division II college basketball team?
Yeah, it's a lot different than high school. And I don't really know why, to be honest, but it's just been a big challenge. I think high school, I just knew I grew the system much better, and like I knew my teammates. Like, it's just a different level of basketball.
Right.
And so when you come to college, bigger gym, more expectations, and I think the hardest thing is just hearing behind me. Mm-hmm. And so just asking my teammates to be louder. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on that, being able to tell them, but just making sure I'm always aware of my surroundings and knowing that they're going to help me out and I'm going to help them.
I've seen Coach wearing a device around her neck.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's called the FM system.
The FM system?
Yes. Okay. I don't know what it stands for. Okay. But I got it actually in fourth grade when I first got my hearing aids.
Okay.
And my teachers would wear them actually.
Oh, okay.
And then when I got to high school, my audiologist was like, why not have your coaches wear it?
Yeah.
Best decision I ever like did. The only hard thing is it really overpowers their voice. Mm. So that's the hardest thing is I can't hear my teammates much. So okay. I only wear, it's like a piece you put on, mm-hmm. and I only wear it on one ear so that then I can hear my teammates on the other.
Fascinating.
But yeah, it's just cool, and yeah. I'm thankful
Is there for it. Is there like an echo between the coach's voices? Because you would hear the coach's voice mm-hmm. normally, but then this system is also retransmitting the audio as well.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Not really. It's just really loud voice, but like it's a normal voice. It doesn't like hire the voice at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just directly goes to my ear. So okay. like if they blow the whistle, like it's not like it hurts my ear.
Yeah.
It
just so that device directly communicates with your cochlear implants.
Yes.
Okay. I see. Awesome. So how have you seen the Lord work through your deafness?
I see the Lord working through my deafness as truly a gift, like coming through third grade knowing that I needed hearing aids. I actually thought like I was the coolest kid.
In third grade?
Yeah.
So that's when you realized that there was an issue.
Yeah. So actually the story is second grade. My teacher kind of reached out to my parents, was like, I think Emma's having difficulty with hearing or something. And then you know how like every year you take the eye test and the hearing test.
Yeah.
Well, the day of my hearing test, the nurse for the school was out. An actual audiologist came in,
mm-hmm.
and she realized I was picking up cues to pass the test. And
like lip reading type cues?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you just learned that on your own?
Yeah.
Wow.
I lip read pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, or I would see like if it was a thing, I think she would like hit a button so that I would like raise my hand.
Yeah.
But so I pretty much cheated on the test. But then, yeah, they noticed I need hearing aids. So I got hearing aids in third grade. And then that was kind of like, I just thought it was cool. I didn't think like, you would think that I would be scared, like what people would think, what does she have or something.
Right.
And then fourth grade, just 1 year later, they were like, your hearing is decreasing. So they put a cochlear on my left ear. And that was like changed the world. Like it's crazy how you can just go from like being deaf to hearing everything.
Yeah.
And then ninth grade came around and like, I think we should do it to the other ear. So they did. And, yeah, I got that one. And I think when I got my cochlears, though, I started to be a little more, insecure mm-hmm. about what people would think and stuff. And then sometimes I'm like, should I hide them underneath my hair? Should I wear them on the outside? Just that type of little stuff. But you know what? Like, I'm made in the image of God, and, like, mm-hmm. He created me to be deaf for a reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, and it's just a way for me to glorify Him. And I know it's different than, like, what a lot of people might think about, but I can hear, and like it's just a gift from God. Surely.
Have you had the opportunity to minister to the deaf community?
Not much. The only really deaf people I know is the soccer team,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't see them much. Obviously, it's usually just three times a year type mm-hmm. thing. But I hope to one day, and that's one thing I'm like looking forward to is like I really do want to share to people and pour into people. It's just I need the boldness and like pray for the boldness too.
Yeah. So we're talking about your Christian walk. What do you feel, what has given you or what has made you grow the most in your Christian walk?
I think knowing that, I think actually the Bible and the gospel class last semester I took really just opened my eyes to a lot, like knowing like He's not going to leave you or forsake you, like walk in the path that He's going to guide you to, ask the Holy Spirit to help guide you. And I think coming like junior high, I knew, but like I don't think I would say like, I was saved. I didn't really know who Jesus was, and like now it's like in my position right now, like I know like He loves me so much, like He sent His Son to the cross for me, and I try my best to really just dig into God's Word and like read my Bible every day, because once I know like who God is, then I can know who I am, and then once I'm confident in knowing that, then I could just be confident in the world and like trying to help other people as well.
Yeah, you talked about taking the Bible and the gospel class mm-hmm. last semester, last spring semester. So every student at Cedarville walks away, graduates with a Bible minor. So what classes or what Bible class are you taking this semester?
Old Testament.
Old Testament. Who's that with?
Miller.
You've got Dr. Miller?
I do.
Stop.
He's awesome.
Yeah. So you went right to the top.
I did.
The goat of the Old Testament classes, right?
Yeah. And it's honestly like a great class. Like because the Old Testament is like, it's hard to understand. Like,
yeah.
But like going through it deep and like knowing the true like meaning and like what God's trying to share with us and show us, it's been really a blessing to take that class.
Yeah. Great. That's awesome. So it's been said by your coaching staff that you're a person who just loves life, and they put loves in all capital letters. And they just raved about the fact that you're able to just enjoy life and are happy and pleasant all the time, which hopefully that's true.
Yeah,
I don't know if anyone's happy and pleasant all the time, but yeah, we'll take it. What gives you so much joy?
Honestly, knowing that my family, my faith, like it's a big part of my life, and life's too short to not enjoy the moment. I think life is bigger than this. Like this isn't our home. Like there's more to life than bad things. Like we're all gonna have bad days, but where's the brightness in that? And like I always seek to be positive, because it's just not worth wasting your time on like the negatives, because it's not gonna carry on. And I think just knowing that, you just need to be a bright in people's life. And just even if you're not okay in the inside, show it on the outside. All you need to do is smile. It goes a long way. And that's just how I try to live.
Yeah, that's good advice. It's something those are things that we all need to learn, is not concentrating on the negative that happens. Negative's always going to happen.
Yes, yes.
But we need to focus on what God is calling us to and what we're learning through that. And that's really good. So one of those moments that you mentioned was the summer missions trip to Greece.
Yeah.
Describe that trip and kind of some of the highlights of the trip.
Yeah. Greece was just beautiful. I mean, seeing more of God's creation, and this is the world he built. Like you can't look at it and not love it. Like, it's just beautiful. And just going and seeing all the tours and, like, being able to do a bunch of devotionals and, like, pour into people and learn more about what the Bible, we went through Acts with Paul, going to all the different places we saw in Greece. And it was just eye-opening, too, just seeing the world and seeing different cultures as well. Just, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, you did some ministry opportunities while you were over there, too, right?
Yeah, we did. We helped with like a homeless shelter, helped feed, and that was a good opportunity for us to pour into others. And then we played basketball games. But yeah.
Did a couple clinics.
Yes, we did clinics. We did clinics with little kids, and it was fun to talk to them. Yeah,
I was watching both games over here.
The power went out.
Yeah, the power went out. That was crazy. Ended the game a little prematurely, but that's okay. So give us a preview of the upcoming women's basketball season. Now we got a new team.
We do.
6 new players. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about what the listeners can look forward to from the women's basketball program.
I think we're going to be exciting to watch. I know a lot of people might look back in the past, but what's in the future for the team is huge, and I think you're just going to see a lot of passion, a lot of purpose, and a lot of love coming out of our team. We're always going to be there to support each other, and I think it's bigger than winning games and seeing that we're playing for a bigger purpose and playing for each other. I think it's huge.
Talk about Coach Miller and the impact that she's had on your life.
Coach Miller is awesome. She really has poured into us so much. I think she's honestly has taught me so much basketball related in the past semester I've been with her. Like it's just the little things too that like I just wouldn't think about. She's taught me, but it's also off the court. She gives us so many lessons, and we would do Bible studies last semester. She would always pour into us, and I'm so thankful for her and her giving me the opportunity to like. Yeah, I had a bad like last semester, but the fact that she gave me that opportunity to come in here and give me a shot was huge, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, yeah. So she's not one to let things slide on the basketball court. Like, she's going to call things out, right? So she's hard on you?
She is, but I'm thankful for it. Like, she's doing it because she loves me, and I know that, and she wants me to be the best I can be.
Yeah.
And so, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, we're excited to look forward to the upcoming women's basketball season. You guys are in your non-championship season, or out-of-season season, doing 8 hours a week in the weight room, on the court for a few of those hours as well. But really, you kick things up mid-October for in-season practices, and then open the season early November. So we're looking forward to that. So what else? Is there anything else you want to tell us? Anything else you want to share with our listeners?
this is kind of random, but I have a jokes account on Instagram. It's called Jokes with Emma.
Jokes with Emma Instagram
yes.
account. Okay.
Yes. I've been slacking recently.
Uh-oh.
But...
How many followers do you have?
119.
119? Come on, listeners. We got to help yeah. Emma out. We got to get her up over 300, right? That's we can
like,
do that.
Yeah. That's like... I should verify it, though. Like 119 on a Jokes account.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, but yeah, we can do better. 300.
Yeah, 300. We'll get 300 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So check that out. Jokes by Emma.
With Emma.
Jokes with Emma
yes.
on Instagram. So check that out. Give her a follow. Suggest some jokes for her. And just increase the joy that she already brings to the team.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Emma, thank you for joining us today. I look forward to the season and we're praying all the best for you and your teammates.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Yellow Jacket Buzz. We look forward to our next podcast as we talk with more of our Yellow Jacket family about impacting the world for Christ.